Hello, everybody. Welcome to our podcast series hosted by yours truly, Jeff Rediger, bringing Wall Street to Main Street and ultimately replacing Wall Street with Main Street. That's our mantra. This series of podcasts is dedicated to the consumer as I interview financial advisors who specialize in certain audiences. Today, our guest is Larry Praskas. Larry's a federal retirement consultant out of Annapolis, Maryland, serving federal employees nationwide. And we have a very important topic we're going to discuss that we're getting a lot of calls on. So, Larry, thanks for joining me.
Yeah, glad to be here.
Okay, thank you. The topic that we're going to cover, and articles been published over the last 30 days regarding what's happened before, and that is the Treasury borrowing to pay bills against the Thrift Savings Plan's G Fund. And, you know, Larry, this isn't the first time they've done this, huh?
That's right. As a matter of fact, the government has borrowed on our Social Security, and they've made good so far.
So far. Yeah, well, let's hope that continues.
Okay.
So
yeah.
How does this impact, for those federal employees out there, how does this impact the TSP participants?
Well, I can see how this can not set well with a lot of us. After all, it is your money. You worked and saved. And it's one of the guaranteed options that's available, even though it's paying a low rate currently. But somebody borrowing on your money without you knowing it or without even asking. So we are depending on the government to make good on that borrowing, which I think that'll probably happen. And since they've done it before on Social Security, as I mentioned earlier, and they've been paying on our Social Security checks.
Another question we get is, Can they move the assets from the G Fund to other sub-accounts? That's a question we've gotten more than once.
Oh, absolutely. It's pretty simple. You set up your account on TSP, and I've noticed that most employees have done that. You can do that online. However, if you're in the G Fund, it's probably because maybe concerned about market volatility. The market has just been going up, up, and up, and a lot of us just don't believe it can continue. It might eventually come down. So what is a safe option? And many of us have selected the G Fund. So is there another safe option? Well, another possibility for conservative investors, I don't need to mention it is not guaranteed, but it is a low, low risk investment, and that is the F Fund. As many of you probably know, that there are the five basic funds in addition to the lifestyle funds. You know, we have the DFSI, and the F Fund along with the G Fund. So you may take a look at the F Fund. The 10-year average return on that has been 3%. That's also the 3-year average. However, the past year, the past 12 months, it's averaged about 1.12%. So it will fluctuate, but it is a low investment and it fluctuates very, very little. So it is a conservative option. So there is another option that we may want to think about that is not included in the funds.
So then another question that I get is if the participant in the Thrift Savings Plan in the G Fund wants to withdraw funds, are they able to do that if there is a loan against the funds?
Well, before they can withdraw any funds, from the TSP, that loan has to be paid off, or otherwise, if it gets distributed outside of, if it gets transferred, then taxes will be due on the amount that's a loan.
Okay.
So, however, you can transfer out. Let's suppose that you don't have a loan. And the way that would be done, even while you are still working, you can withdraw into an IRA. It's a tax-free exchange. The way that works is you first need to set up an IRA account with an outside private vendor, with an investment firm or insurance company, if it's an annuity. And it can be a tax-free transfer rollover. It's called an in-service withdrawal into an IRA. So once you set up the account, then it requires a TSP 75 form. That's something that we help our clients with, how to fill that out. And it can be transferred into an IRA of their choosing. It can be a traditional IRA. It can also be a Roth IRA, but of course a Roth would have to transfer into another Roth that would be in the private sector. So that is an option that is available, and that may be the suitable option depending on the particular situation, what your goals are, and what your goals are. So that could be something that we could take a look at.
So if somebody's out there listening and said, you know, I just need to review my retirement. And Larry's a wealth of knowledge on federal benefits. And so you offer a no-cost consultation, correct? If somebody's out there saying, I just have some questions, I'm not sure. What is the best way for them to contact you if they're listening in right now?
All right. To get to my direct line, the toll-free number is 888-545-8840. I'll repeat that, 888-545-8840, and that's extension 710. Also, you can reach me by email. That's Larry P at govresource.com. That's Larry spelled L-A-R-R-Y and then the letter P at govresource.com.
Okay. And then also, for federal employees out there, you may want to go check out fedresource.com. A lot of great information, 12 must answered questions each of you should address before retiring's on there. We have podcasts that we've recorded on quite a few subjects with our retired federal instructor, Elizabeth Inman. And there's also a retirement report that you can download. It has a budget worksheet and questions that you should be thinking about before retiring. So you can download that free of charge on the site. So go check that out. All right, Larry, I know you're busy, so I appreciate the time today, and hopefully we've cleared up some of the issues that the federal employees regarding their TSP have been feeling a little bit, and now they have another resource they can reach out to. So I appreciate it.
All right. You're quite welcome.
All right, everybody. Look for the next drop on future podcasts, various subjects. We're covering a lot, and we look forward to serving you either today or in the future regarding your retirements and benefits. Thank you very much. We'll be right back.